This is the Baptist Bible Seminary, Baptist Bible Institute, the Bible for Today, Assignments in Second Year Greek. And this is week number 11, lesson number 11, for December the 9th, 1982. This is John 7:17 through 7:46. Dana and Maddie's Grammar, page 146 to 153, paragraph 148 to 150. And this is the teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey.
We're a few minutes late, about 5 minutes late, but let's begin our class, if you would, with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for thy grace to us. We thank you for thy Son and his salvation. We thank you, Lord, that thou hast given us health and strength to carry on thy work here upon this earth. Now help us as we look into the Gospel of John, chapter 7, and these verses that are before us. Encourage our hearts and help us understand thy word. And this language, Lord, and Dana and Maddie, some of the rules of grammar, plus our lives and our families at this season of the year, especially and throughout our life, that we may honor thy Son, our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so let's go on then to our first verse. It's verse 7:17, I believe. Ruth, why don't you start with that? I'll play it first and read it to you, please.
John 7:17. Εάν Christele Propelema autu poenin genospatai perites didache poteron ectu seu esten e ego ap hem autu lalo.
Is that it? I think so. Mm-hmm.
Eon
Christele
Propelema autu poenin. If anyone should will to do his will, he will know concerning the doctrine, mm-hmm. whether it is from God or I am speaking from myself or of myself.
Of myself or from myself. Thank you, one. Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. What's the gnosticai here?
Gnosticai is your
secret from gnostical. All right, the Gnosticai, let's see, first, Poyen, of course, is your regular present infinitive of Poyen, isn't it? And Pele, of course.
What tense
subjunctive would that be?
Present.
Present subjunctive of Pele. Pele has how many lambdas, Father? Subjective since it's la leo, and in this case is the what? Subjective or subjective? Alright, whether.
Maybe, I don't know, this could be
the
same because it says whether.
Yes, whether. It is a valid process, then it's an indicative, see? Mm-hmm. So la leo will probably be predicative as well, let's see. Mm-hmm. Alright, the doctrine, the teaching, whether it's of God or I speak just of myself on my own. Any other comments or questions on 17? All right, notice that if anyone tele, it's an actor to be willing to do something, who wants, who really wills to know his will or to do his will. And King James is translated, who will do his will, you know, not just will do like it's simple futurity. It's not the simple future tense. It's who wills, who wants to have a will or desires to do his will, shall know. All right, any other questions on that? 18, Bill. I'll read it first, and you read it, please.
John 7:18. Ha ap hel tu lawon, ten doxon, ten idion, zete. Pater Breton came doctan to Pensantos Alpam, Putos Alepes, S.D. Kai Aditya and Apo, Uk Estin.
Okay, I got the wrong Estin. Estin, alright.
Ha Astal 2, Lalon, King Dachan, King Idian.
Idian.
Idian. They say, after they told King Dachan, to Tempantas, Alpan, Putas, Alephes, Sesti, Kai, Titia, Tien, Alpo, Uk, Estin.
Estin, Uk, Estin. Right, Bill?
The one calling himself.
Well, not calling, but the Zeton would be Zetel, to seek or to look for. Seek.
I'm
on the wrong line. I'm sorry. Okay. I got the other hard there. Pardon me. Go ahead, Bill.
The one calling himself.
Speaking of Taltu from himself.
From himself. Right.
That's the source, you see, Apo.
Seeks glory and.
And Ibian, his own.
His own glory.
He's seeking his own glory.
But the one seeking the glory of. The one sending him?
The one having sent him,
This is the truth?
This one, or he is of the truth that Allah says to be the head, the study master.
He is true.
He is true.
And
Abakir, unrighteousness.
And unrighteousness. Is not in him.
Alright. So, Lalon, of course, is what, though?
It would be unquenchable.
Alright. What sense would that be?
Present
of Lalon, regular present. One who is speaking itself. Tain Doxon, Tain Edion is a good example of our articles that we're studying tonight, being in America. Tain, you see, they have both articles. So the noun and the adjective modifying it. They say, of course, person, I guess most is a form, a certain participle, it's the term some thought is what. So.
It's participle in the aorist
of temple, and the temp sign of C indicates with a sigma, that's your aorist, first aorist participle. Fine. Alright, any other questions on 18? Alright, we'll take 19 free.
Psalm 7:19. This school most says, Dedo can be named Tom Naman, Sky Udesh, Eskimon, Poye, Tom Naman, Kime, Zeteta, Apoxena, John.
Okay.
It is true. Is it not that Moses has given you the law and no one from you is doing the law? Why are you seeking to kill me?
And of course, you are expecting a positive response, and therefore, your question certainly is really about Moses. Giving you the law, that was kind of what they were expecting. Edoka is the heiress, and Tedokan is perfect. Didomi is the person. Let's see. Yeah, Edokan is there. If this would be Edokan, it would be perfect. It's given to you the law, and none of you is there. Sarek, the Lord is the Still the Apoktena, as he was.
That would be the
Apoktena. Apoktena. And this would be what tense, in Sanskrit, for the Renda, the way they can
I. What
tense? Well, that would be the void there. I don't know if that would be the metal, but probably the active out, but what would be the tense on it? That's apoksteno, apoksteni. Let any as alpha yoga, remember?
No.
That would be the error. That's apoksteni, yeah, because of that any. If you look in our analytical there, I turned on my page there, just page 15, roll number 15 there. Gives you the chart. I think it's easy to see in the pulling out the chart being the matter. If you look under the error infinitive, you see right here, 1, 2, 3, 4 down on the right, on page 15 there. Maybe you turn that down, it's sort of a helpful plenty of time on these there. Page 15, XI, and you saw your numbers, the page 14 number over here. 15, oh yeah. Look down here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, there. Loose on it. See, the alpha yoda ending for the infinitive is indicative of error. See. And aim, of course, aim, again, I thought. So that would be the tip off there. Mm-hmm. Not the root, because it's the same root, alpha stain, but the I is your tip. Okay, keep killing me. Are there any other questions on that one? All right, Bill, did you take either 20?
I'm 20. I'll take 30 off, or can I eat a daimonion, happy?
They
say, Apoxena, son.
All right.
The crowd answered and said, he has
the ehe would be he has. The ehe is I'll have. You, the
okay.
Singular you have. And the singular I'll have to, you have
a demon.
And by the way, I was looking at that problem about the vowel asked versus you have and so on. The King James translators translated this strictly from the biblical Greek standpoint as far as the second person singular being a separate form of the second person plural. Even at that time, 1611, they were not using thee and thou as normal personal speech in that particular era, but they used a special translation technique because that was the word that was in the English language, the word in the Greek and in the Hebrew, thou hast, ye have, in order to differentiate. But in the English, spoken English in 1611, I was listening to one of my tapes back in 1960, and I was quoting one of the history of the English Bible, and I'd forgotten that was even they even knew that. But that's what they said in this quotation. This is a special Bible Greek interesting. Go ahead, and thou hast, or you have a devil, a demon.
Who seeks?
They say, "Apoktena."
Who seeks to kill you?
Okay, is that the end of that verse?
Yes.
Apoktena again with what, Bill?
Eric and Sandra.
Eric and Sandra. Apoktena. Okay. All right. Anything else on that? Let's move on. That 21. Ruth, are you ready for that?
Okay.
7:21. After Christ said, "Why you choose Caesar and Apollos, Canon Ergon et Poiesa, Caesar and Apollos." All right. Jesus answered and said to them, "I see one work, and
ye are all wondering. Am I wondering something?"
Eros for Poyero and Samadete.
Present
negative of Samadzo. Samadzo, right? Now, how, of course, are we certain that the New International Version would translate 20 and 21? For instance, 20 says, the crowd answered and said. 21 says, Jesus answered and said. How are we absolutely certain, almost, that the NIV knew that version.
They
didn't say. They answered the text. No, they just said, and they said, why? Well, we'll see different additional words. Phil, would you check us out to be sure we're right on there? And I translated the error. I mean, this is just in my bones because I've seen them operate before. I don't know. I didn't look it up in advance. But they just think, well, if the Word of God says both those things, we don't really need it. So we can just shorten it up, sort of like the Reader's Digest Bible, you know. You may say, well, isn't that a small thing? Well, but if we want to know what God's Word is, what He said, what He gave us, then let's have it, what He gave us. Let's throw it away if we don't want it. I understand that. Are we wrong on that, Bill, of John 7, 20 and 21?
20 says, you are demon-possessed. The crowd answered, who is trying to kill you?
The crowd answered. So you said answered and said, okay, now, 21. We scored 100% of that one. 21.
Jesus said to them, I did one
miracle. Jesus said to them, he said, answered, said, all right, 100% on that. See, I just pointed out because there were two in a row, 20, 21. I just couldn't resist the NIV. Okay, all right, thank you. So that's their style, it really is, and it's a sad thing. All right, anything else? Did we finish that one? We did, didn't we? All right, let's go on to the next one, please. John
7.2. Dia tutos mosteis. Dedocan you mean, saying peritomein. Uch hati exto mosteos et in hal exton pateron. Kai en sabato peritelnete angopon.
Okay.
Moses gave.
Well, has given. Well, yeah, it's there. It's in the circuit.
Has given.
Okay, anyway. He was
a circumcision through.
Let's see, where are we? 22? That Jesus circumcision, let's see, to us, to you rather.
To you.
Moses has given.
What would be a circumcision? Through.
Let's see, I'm trying. Oh, on account of this, or because of this, be a circumcision.
Therefore, Moses gave to you circumcision. That. It is of Moses.
Of Moses, or from Moses.
But out of maybe of the fathers.
From the fathers. There was the historic the patriarch. In other words, circumcision came with Abraham before the law, 430 years before the law, he was circumcised. Right?
And in Sabbath, during the Sabbath,
on the Sabbath day,
What is that?
Carry around and then to cut around. You circumcise.
Oh.
Anthropos.
You circumcise men.
A man. Now there again, Anthropos, obviously, a male.
See?
This lady that wrote that book saying Anthropos is never a male. You know, it's arson is male. Not arson. Well, arson is plural. But, Anab. Arsenos is another word for men, you know, but I think Mr. Harson is an arsonist. Yes, that's right. I think that's another word. But the anthropon, of course, not just mankind generally, but the male here, obviously. So you see, she doesn't hold a lot of this Virginia Mall pattern. There's more than men in the Bible. When she uses this as an argument, see that they use the word anthropos instead of aner, which, of course, aner always is male. But anthropos sometimes could be male, sometimes could be just human beings in general. Okay, did we finish that?
Yes, I have a question about 21 where it says, Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work.
I did one work, right? One deed, huh? Yes.
What's he talking about with one work?
One work or one miracle, see, one sign, see.
Okay.
Among them, and of course that sign, let's see, that would be chapter 7. Healing on the Sabbath, yes, the day of tabernacles. The man that was, what was his problem there? Let's see.
Okay, that's what I
did. Yeah, right in the context there, Steve.
Okay.
And you were upset about that. I should know that. Of course, 6 was a feeding of 5,000. Sister Seven stuff kill me. Let's see here. Maybe it goes all the way back to 5, that the healing of the man at the pool of Bethesda. Would that be the one? That could be the one at 5. The man who was lame, you know, from his mother's womb, from his birth.
Okay.
30 years. So that's what he meant. You've done one ergo as far as a deed, in that sense, work, and of course, in this case, this happens to be a miraculous work, therefore, a miracle sign, a healing.
Okay.
Any other question on that one? That's 22, was it? I guess we got everything. A dead can, of course, is the perfect in it. You are, as a regular routine, present as circumcising from peritemno. All right, Ruth, let's go to the 23, please.
John 7:23. E peritomen lambane anthropos en sabato kename lute honomos moseos emoi holate hoti holon anthropon figie epoeta en sabato.
If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath in order that the law, in order that Moses' law should not be destroyed, broken, ye hate me. You're angry at me.
You're angry at me.
Because I need all of a man well on the Sabbath.
Or a man completely well. Either all of a man well or a man completely well. See, that's depending on how you take the predicate or attribute.
That's a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The expression in the Greek language says, I will him.
That's right. Whole, all together well. Completely well, probably, instead of the whole man, man whole in health, probably completely healthy on the Sabbath. All right, next question on that. Lambani, of course, is President, regular President Lambani. Let's see, you have anything else to say? Lutheran, what would be Lutheran? That's a good one. That's the doctor, all right. What tense would that be? From Eo to Lute, Eo. Eris is great. And in fact, it's Eris passive, subjunctive, see? Eris passive. And so, therefore, if Leo means to loose, what would Eris passive be?
Eris
is
in
the past. Oh, yes.
And it receives the action.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
being passive. Would not receive the action, but the other. So it would be loose, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That Moses' law might not be loose, might not be released, might not be broken, not break itself, which would be your middle, but be broken. Okay, that's your passion. All right, we've got that all right. Let's see. Kolakta is what? All right, president of Kolao. Kolao. The angry? Yes, very good. Choleric temperament. That's right. Choleric. Wow. Angry. Sort of thing. All right. Some of these psychologists and other preachers have that particular terminology. I don't know if those are really always true. It sounds good in the book, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them all. Choleric, what's the other one?
Melancholy,
right? Comes from Greek black, melancholia. And there's another one.
Phlegmatic
is one. As I see what's coming. You remember Brian Adler's mom? Any others? I don't know. But those three are among them. Seems like there's a couple more.
In my Romanian, phlegmatic.
Phlegmatic, huh? Same thing. All right, let's go on to 24, Bill.
John 7:24. Me crinate cat oxen. Allah sting de kion crisis.
Judge not.
Okay. Kata opsin, see from ophthalmology, sight, see, optometry. From the sight, optus.
Judge not from sight, but the righteous judge
for judgment,
but the righteous. Oh, but judge the righteous judgment?
Mm-hmm. Judge the righteous judgment. That's by sight, according to sight, option, you see. And what sort of prohibition do we have here in the present tense, Joe? What would that meaning be, the force of a present tense prohibition? Or is Prinitet present? Is it present?
I think so, yes.
Prinitet
yes.
From crinal, see, Prinitet, all right? So what if you tell somebody to not Prinitet? What would that be in the present? As opposed to
the other. Okay, right.
We've used that so much, we're going to nail it down today in Matthew chapter verse, because we haven't done that for quite a while. Let's nail down that is.
Stop, don't even start?
No, that would be errors.
All right.
So, you have 50%. So it's stop, what? Stop doing an action already in effect. So this would be under the mood, 165 then in Manny. Let's just pin that down. You ought to put that down in your notes or mind or somewhere. Mm-hmm. You can get in the mood. Indicative, optative, imperative, page 174 and 75, imperative command. Imperative of prohibition. See page 175 at the bottom? Frequently used. Now notice, well, let's see. Oh boy, don't tell me it doesn't say that there. Yeah. I thought that would be there. Oh, I know. Probably it would be tense instead of, but mood, you see, is imperative, but I guess we're going to have to look for tense. I guess that would be it. Let's try. Prohibitions, let's see, that would be. Commands and prohibitions, page 299. That's under clauses. Okay. All right, we've just got to get the right area. I'm glad you looked for it because I'd much apprehended where it was too. Commands in the aorist adjunctive. See bottom of 299? Express frontier action, prohibition negative, forbidden in advance, whatever may be contemplated. See, forbidden in advance. You see the bottom of that? Top of 300, which is the aorist imperative. In the present tense, imperative commands. And then in prohibition, present tense is properly used for expressing continued action. The prohibition in the present imperative demands that action then in progress be stopped. You see how it is? That's about stop phrase 301. See there? He was weeping, and he says to me, stop weeping. Make Clio from Clio. Present prohibition. So those, well, actually, page 301 at the bottom, error, subjective, present imperative, and prohibition is contrasted. Do not continue to weep or stop weeping. In the aorist and stop page 302, don't even ever lead us into temptation. Don't even begin to lead us into temptation. It's an aorist prohibition. So there's the two. 301, 302 is the answer to the point where it is in Dan and I. But I thought we'd pin that down for the record. All right, so stop judging according to that sight, option. And of course, that's the way most of us judge, isn't it? God has so deeper than that. All right, group, so any other questions on 24 before we go on to 25? All right, 25, please do.
John 7:25. Telegon un tenet exon hieros lumiton. Who taught this then? Con de tusen apoctenae?
Then some of the Jerusalemites
were
saying, it is true, is it not, that this is he whom they are seeking to.
Very good. Elegon is what they were?
It's imperfect.
Imperfect, right. Well, so they were saying, like you said, therefore, a luna then. And I guess you've got properly the ooh in the question. Remember, Bill? Expect what answer? When you have ooh instead of may. Ruth, go ahead.
Yes.
I see yes. The positive. See, she did that once before. Remember, Bill, up the way?
Well, you remember that
is
because
we
in French is yes.
Yes, it is. Ooh, we. That's right. We. O-U-I. We. Very good. So, the tusen is regular present. And apoctenai again is what, Ruth?
That is the Does
it change the stem from the present? Apokteno?
The
infinitive
doesn't.
But, no, it doesn't. Normally it does. But it does. The infinitive doesn't. That's right. See, for instance, apokteno and so on. Ptena. But here it's the same. The only thing that gives it away is the ending. All right. So any other questions on 25? So they were thinking to show. Definitely so. Bill, take 26, please.
John 7:26. Kai idis paresias lale, kai udens auto legustis. Mepotes aletos egnosan koi archontes koti hutos estin aletos kokrespas.
And he speaks.
Mm-hmm. And ide, sort of like behold, the Lamb of God to take away the sin of the world, ide. From Adon to see, look. He said, look, behold.
Behold, he speaks.
Parecia. And we had that before last time. Behold, narrative, authoritatively, outspokenly.
And nothing.
Legacy, also.
I'm not listening to you very well. We say.
Not we, but legacy. We, the legomen.
They, okay.
They, you know, they are saying.
Interesting. To
who
him.
Then, also?
To him.
Nothing. They're saying nothing to
him.
All right? Notice the may in this question, Bill, which expects one answer. May pote. Even though you got the pote, I know you got the may. So what is that? The next part of that.
Oh, okay.
Verse. May for that. So what answer are you expecting there?
You're expecting no answer.
That's right. So go right ahead.
Okay. It is not
true, is it?
True.
Certainly.
What is this?
That hoi archontes, the rulers, archo, to rule, first, archo, and arche and all of us in the beginning one, the ruling one.
What is the egosan?
Oh, egnosan from gnosko. Egnosan, gnosko, that would be your heiress of gnosko. No, see. Right? Egnosan.
Okay. It is not true that the rulers know.
So that they knew, you know, but we can say no, since it's in the present here.
Knew
present.
That this is the true Christ?
This truly. Aletos, see, the os ending class is your adverbial ending. So when you have ever have the os, that's usually adverb. So you can say truly.
So is your Christ.
Mm-hmm. All right, very true that these leaders don't know that he is truly Christ.
Well, we've got two alphas.
Yes, truly know. I guess truly know, yes.
And truly Christ, is that
right? That he is truly the Christ, that's right. They do not really know, or truly know, the rulers, do they? That he is truly, see, they don't really know that he is really the Christ. That's right. Duplicate, I have a hunch that the NIV wouldn't use both of them because that's your problem. You know, the Holy Spirit of God gave us those words. Who gives them the right to alter the Word of God? I may be wrong on that, Bill, but go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I feel I have almost 100% assurance on the answered and said, because they always they just answered or just said, but not answered and said. Mm-hmm. But this is what they do with two aletosis, this Ruth brought out, the book of numbers. And they may come up with a faithful rendition both times, or no. But I just wonder whether they will.
Here he is, speaking publicly.
What verse is that, Bill? What is it, 26?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
it's 26, the one we're looking for?
Okay. Here he is, speaking publicly, and they are not saying a word to him. Have the authorities really concluded that he is the Christ?
And it really concluded that he is the Christ, not the really the Christ, or truly the Christ. He is the really They put the one really.
They did
that
one.
They did not that one. 100%.
100%.
Now that is unbelievable. But you see, I think I got the feel. You know, I mean, somehow, some of these areas. Okay. A lady wrote in from Michigan today, wanting all the analyses of the NIV. The lady told us that I'd been going to the Bible Care News Report. Please send me all these New International Version critiques in the news reports, which go back, I checked, back 12 months. I didn't realize it was going on long on biblical illustration or biblical translation. So anyhow, we'll send it to the lady. I don't know when I'm ever going to finish it. I'm not even out of John 1. I've been going on for a year. Not all on this. I sort of had a preparation for it. But all right, let's see, 26. Did we get all the halitosis in all right? I guess we did.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ruth, please, 27.
John 7:27. Allah tithon odemen prophen esten. Kodesh respos. Potan erketai
budin
ginotke prophen esten. John.
I wonder what happened, huh? Did it go out in
there? You had a field.
Are you kidding?
Oh, it's nothing. Oh, that's the reason
why I knew it was going down low.
Okay, excuse me. Dan, did you give us more fuel, please, in the living room? You fuel up the living room package.
Please leave here.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Pardon me, I'm sorry. I should have thought ahead on that heater fuel. I just thought it seemed like it was.
Yeah,
I looked over there.
I started to smell too.
It sort of goes out. Now, where were we, Bill? I'm sorry, was it Ruth that I interrupted?
Right.
Was that 27?
27.
All right, go ahead. Did I stop it right?
I don't know whether
we stopped it or not. Let me see. Where was it?
7:28.
Okay, we got it.
All right.
I'll squeal it back. It's interesting on the tape here, stopping for fueling.
But we know from whence this one is.
Mm-hmm.
But when Christ should come, no one will know from whence he is.
All right. And the hotan, you see, erketai, we know when or whenever, see, is this the tentative, whenever he might come. So you got that subjunctive situation, whenever he comes. We don't know when he is. All right, so erketai is what, Ruth?
Erketai is subjunctive.
All right, erkamai, and that's what tense would that be then? Present, American Maya, Erketai, all right, Eric, the same, and no root, so that'd be the present tense, whenever he might continue to be coming, so. All right, now that wasn't exactly true, was it? Because it said he will be born in Bethlehem of Judea. They really didn't know their Bibles, and that they might be 5:2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any other questions on 27? All right, Bill, you ready for 28, please?
Then, John 7:28. Ekrazen ento hiero, didaskon ho Jesus kai legon kame oidete, kai oidete popen emi, kai ap emautu uk elelusa, al estin aletinos, ha pimpsat me, han humes uk oidete.
Alright. Tetverb quadzo. Ekradzen, from quadzo, that's right, to cry out. Ekradzen.
Then he cried in the temple.
Mm-hmm. He really cried out in a sense, instead of crying like a baby, but cried out. But you know what I mean. You know what that is, cried. In a sense, he cried out.
Eris. Yedi.
Yelling, yeah, like, mm-hmm.
The one knowing. I'll go here and see. The one knowing.
Well, not knowing, but the didaskon, see.
The teacher.
That part teaching. Yeah, teaching.
One, the one teaching.
Well, you can say,
see,
you see, it's Hoyesus as he was teaching and saying. See. other words, he cried out, therefore, in the temple. This would be a circumstantial participle, a temporal participle, as he was teaching and as he was saying. See, Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying.
Okay.
And it means as he was teaching, while he was teaching, when he was teaching. See, that would be the idea.
Okay.
Contemporary time with the present participle. All right?
Right.
And I kind of feel, without checking into it, but, you know, they're just probably not teaching and saying. They may say just teaching or saying, but I'm not sure. Don't go into that again. I mean, that's the way you do it. Go ahead. Kamen.
Kamen.
And I also see Kai plus MN. Oidate. You know both me.
You know both me.
If you want to say both, because you got Kai Kai, see.
Mm-hmm.
You both know me, or you know, in addition, you know me, you know me. I guess both you know me. It's kind of hard to put in English, but you both know me. Kai, what is that? What's the name?
And what's that problem?
From where? When? From where? Pos Fen. Fen is whence and Pos is where.
From whence I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. And where is that?
Aleluta. That's from Erchamai. The perfect development. Pardon me?
Up. And up. Kai up.
Oh, Apo. Apo. From Apo.
Up. Okay, up.
We'll get you heated there pretty soon. Pardon me.
Where's it from?
From Apo. Apo, yes. It's just leaving off the Omicron.
Which means up?
From. From
oh,
Apo.
From. Okay.
Is up for. No, so you put it by.
Okay.
Up
and
up. Okay.
And from.
ML2. I don't know why I didn't check that fuel bottle. I checked the one that fits and fill it up with stuff.
He came not from himself, of himself,
mm-hmm.
but the one having sent him.
Sent himself?
Him out too, you mean him out from myself?
Okay.
Yeah, myself, yeah.
Okay.
That I have not come from myself.
Myself. Mm-hmm. But the one sending me.
Having sent me.
Having sent me is.
I was not. As to. True?
True. Okay. True.
Han would be. Accusative, probably pronoun. Whom?
Whom we?
Not we, that'd be himis, but this is humis. You, or ye.
You heard not?
Not heard, but
oidato. You saw?
Not oidato, that'd be adon. Oidato from Genosco, it's just.
Knew not,
did not know. Actually, it's from ado, adon, to see, therefore I know. I've seen something, therefore I know it actually is from Ado, see. But they use it always for no. And whom you know not. Any questions further on 28? Did Aston and Legon or what part, Bill? Did Aston and Legon or what?
Participles, present participles.
Okay. Let's see, I guess the Ekvazen is what?
I'm trying to find, okay, it's ears for Kanto. All right, crying, all right, that's the clear, and Eleluta, that's what, perfect, all right, perfect, all right, have come, not of myself, all right,
any questions further on 28? Ruth would say 29, please.
John 7:29. But ego de oida auton hoti parautu amy kakenos me apestelen.
Is that it?
But I know him because I am from him, and that one
Mm-hmm. That one has received sentence. All right, and apostelan is what?
He's the heiress of Apostello.
Apostello. And you can tell it's heiress because
it's
from London, different roots. Stel, it says stale, stale, stale. All right. All right, that was the next verse, verse 1. 30?
7:30. As they tune un auton piathai, kai udes, epebalen, epauton tenhera, pati upo eleluthe, he hora autu.
Alright.
Then they sought.
Then or therefore they sought.
What's the piathai?
Piathai, to. That's the stone, isn't it? Piazza, let me see. Seeds, a rabbit, that's right. The rabbit,
seeds him.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing.
No one.
No one. Yes, you know, okay.
Balo threw upon, to put upon
him, threw upon him.
Hands. That's right, the hand. Not even so much as their hand. His hand, right?
That.
Because, as next case, it's hot to
okay.
Because.
Because. What is upo?
Upo by. See, where are we? I lost my place.
30.
30, okay.
Hati upo.
Oh, upo, oh, not, no, because neither, upo is not, I have not, the hour is not yet, see, not yet, po is yet, and u is not, okay, not yet, gotta get my context.
Is that from Erekamai there?
Mm-hmm. Erekamai, Eleluthe, Eleluthe, rather. That's your...
Okay.
Pluper, because of the say, added Ada Yud on there instead of Luth, that
has come the hour,
his hour,
his hour,
had not yet come, see, Upo, not yet, had not yet, because it's Pluper instead of present perfect, has not yet, had not yet come. All right, any questions further on 30? As they tune is what, Bill? Well, I'll take you along there because we've got time.
Great.
So that would be the imperfect. It's they tell, and as they, this is the tune instead of as they tone. See, normally elegon. See, as they tune because of etl, it's a contract verb, and so this is regular imperfect. They were seeking.
Yeah, because the stem doesn't change.
Lay hold on. Hmm?
Because the stem doesn't change.
That's right. Stem doesn't change, so that's just imperfect rather than aorist. See, to seize him, and they, not one of them laid a hand, put a hand, his hand. Notice, tain hera is the article used for a personal pronoun. His hand, see, probably the hand, meaning his hand, on him. All right, then when he, it's for, because his eye had not yet upo, and I thought you were saying hupo.
Oh.
You know, I hadn't looked at, there wasn't looking at the Greek, and I was trying to figure it out. All right, any other questions on 30? All right, Ruth, take 31, please.
John 7:31. Poloi dat ectu oklu, epistasan eithauton, kai elegon, hoti hochispos, hotan elfe, meti pleona semea, tuton, poiete, hon hutos, et poiesen.
All right.
But of the crowd, were believing in, on him. And they
of course, that fifth deathstone, we're believing you said imperfect, or what really it should be what? For fifth deathstone. That's right, the air, sigma air. Almost looks like an imperfect,
yes.
With the sign, so the omicron, it would be all right. Okay, and without the sigma.
And they were saying, that is imperfect.
That's right, elegant.
They were saying, when Christ.
And whatever, if you get that tom, the arnon, it gives it one sort of, whenever, and it always just subjects the following. Whatever Christ
should come.
Might come or should come, right? Now, here's your question. Here's your question.
He will not do more signs than this one did.
The genitive is the conclusion of the pleonas, more, and then the genitive hon would be than he did. See, that's why it's certainly not true, is it? He will do this one, will do this, see, more signs than these, poiese, would be what he will do in the future, than the ones, you see, than the ones, hon, than those which he did, see? Those which, see, the ones which, the plural, see? All right, I think that clears the left part. Alpha is, well, of course, the aorist, and the aorist subjunctive, right? Poiese is future. All right, Bill, for John 7:32, please.
John 7:32. Ekusan hoi parisaioi tu ochlu gongut zontos fediau tu tauta. Kai apestelan hoi parisaioi kai hoi archiares superetas hina fiasosin autong.
All right.
The Pharisees heard the crowd.
They heard.
So warming up for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I hope you know. That really goes down fast when that thing starts going down. The temperature. All right.
A murmuring.
Murmuring
concerning him. Concerning.
That's present active participle. Continue to murmur. Concerning these things. Murmuring concerning these things of him, I guess it would be.
Okay. And the Pharisees.
I guess that they were murmuring these things about him, Perio to Evia. And the Pharisees, yes, Apostelon sent. They sent.
Apostolo.
And the high priest, the priest, High priest. They sent, well, whom? Whom did they send? To Peretta. Those would be servants.
Servants that.
Or officers, whatever you might say. In order that piastos, and here's that word piaste again, piastai, and verse 30, top of the page, here's the same word piastos. Gadzo to seize, to take,
okay.
To grab,
and took him.
That'd be first there, the piazzo. Okay, all right, any other questions on that one? Hyperesta. That's the one that's rowing at his oars. Hyperesta is a servant that is sort of a one that rows the oar. That's the type of servant. That is someone that's underneath someone else. All different kinds of servants. Diakonos is one kind. Hyperesta is another. This is that. They were officers, but they were still servants of the king or the whoever, the high priest. Any other questions on 32? All right, let's go to 33, please.
John 7:33. Eti mikron kronon mes humon emi. Kai kupago proston femsantahme.
Alright.
Then Jesus said to them, yet a little time I am with you, and I go away to the Father, to the one who sent me.
One who sent me.
knows the word chrono. We've talked about the synonyms chrono, chronos, and kairos. Which do we include, Lester, you remember? That would be in your French bill.
Would be like in watch, that's actually.
That's right, actual time, but kairos?
It's
a special time, special exact time. But here, just a little time, a little while, a little actual chronological time. Not a season, but actual time. So this is your chronos, perfect example of that that we were discussing last week. All right, Pim Santasana, of course, your aorist participle. We see that over and over, right? No, we were, like you pointed out earlier, the ones who having sent me. If he sent him, that means he was before he came to this earth. If he was before he came to this earth, who was he with? He was with the Father. Not only with the Father, he was deity, like the Father, see, in all things. And he sent him. He keeps repeating this. See, that's the thing that, that got him to be crucified, probably more than anything else. But he had a Heavenly Father who sent him into this world. And they would not believe and accept that he was God's Son. All right, any questions further on 33, 34 then, Bill?
John 7:34. They taste the test, me, kai uch, heoresetet, kai hapu emi ego, humes, u dunaste el thane.
All right.
He shall seek me.
You should be for the future tense, all right?
Not find me.
And will not find me. He shall not find me. Future again of Aristo.
And
Papu, where?
And where I am, you are not able, let's see.
Are not able.
Not able to come.
To come. All right. You are not able to come. I'll find the aorist infinitive, Rechamai, and Dimaste, second person plural, present, passive indicative of Dunamai. Any questions further on 34?
In English, I think is you cannot come.
You cannot come. You are not able to come. That's right. You cannot come.
Now, which is better?
Well, it cannot come is fine, but we're just trying to get that. See, cannot come in English. Come in English is an infinitive. You cannot come, but yet we sound you cannot to come. But it's almost as if the can is a helping verb and the come is the main verb. But really, it's in the infinitive in the Greek. So are not able to come. See. And I guess in one sense you could analyze come as infinitive even without the two, but really you can also have a can being a helping word. But in the Greek, it does have the are not able and then the infinitive. So that's what I was using to translate. Can come is fine, perfectly, good translation of it. Probably better than are not able to come. But in order to get the feel of the Greek in the sense of it, of the dunamai, we translate unable. To come. Have no power to come. Can't come. They're going to, he's going to heaven. Not able to, in any way. And dunamis, of course, any ability, power to come. Sometimes you use the word can, and you don't really know what can means in English. You know, he cannot come, can. What does can mean? Well, but to be able to come, that means you know what that is. If you say he may not come, well, that means nobody gives him permission to come. You are not able to come, that means you I guess that's the word can, is that you can't come, that means you're not able to come. All right, either are fine though, Mr. Arson. Any other questions on 34 or comments? Or 35, please,
John 7:37.
Oh, excuse me.
And te escate hemera, te me.
Did I miss the whole verse?
Two verses.
Oh,
thank you.
We should be at 35, I believe.
Oh, boy, how did I miss that whole two verses? Isn't that terrible? All right, Mr. Ashton, I'll have to do more than do extra verses. I'll have to substitute some of these that I missed. All right, go ahead. 35 is where we are.
Eifon
un hoi dioi pros el tos,
el tos. El fein is where we left off.
Okay, so let me just read it. Eifon un hoi dioi pros el tos. Pu hutos mele prosestai hati hemes uch eresomen auton. Me estin diasporon ton eleno mele prosestai kai didaskein tus Helenas. All right, right ahead, whoever. Ruth?
Okay. Then the Jews said to one another,
Prostatos, to one another.
That's where your... is this one about to proceed that we cannot find him? We
That's right.
will not find him. We will not find him. It is not true, is it, that he is about to proceed into the dispersed or scattered Jews, hell and Greeks, and teach
dispersed ones of the Greeks.
The Greeks.
And teach the Greeks. Good, that's the May. Expecting a no answer. Get that, Bill? The May, no answer. Certainly not true, is it, that he's going to the diaspora of the Greeks in order to teach the Greeks? All right, 36. Tis estin hutos halagos on epe se tesete me kai uch eurisete kai hapu emi ego imes u dunaste elte. All right, Bill? This is the words, this is halagos, which he said, se tesete me.
Ye shall seek me and not find me and not find.
Yeah, and not find. All right, you seek me and not find me. Understood, going back to the other man.
Right. And where?
That tis apparently is translated what? What is this word which he said? That's it, what? Tis, as usual, should be T. Because tis usually is who. But apparently here is tis. What is this word which he said? You shall seek me and shall find me. And not find me. And where? Apu.
And where I am, you are not able to come.
Okay. What is this word? All right. Any question on the Elthane to... Eris, of course, of Erkama, Dunasta, present Dunami, Dunami, rather. Dunami, as a Tesete, future of Zetao, and Heoresete, future of Heoresco. Any questions further on 36? Are we back on 37, back on track?
Kate Hemera. Te megale,
tes
helpo.
That's right. You just pick up the middle.
Kai hapu emi ego humes u dunaste elthain. John 7:37.
All right, now we're right in the right spot. Starting now.
And te escate hemera, te megale.
I know what I did, I think. I probably picked up the elthain. See the I, 34? Elthane infinitive, u dunasta elthane, see? U dunasta elthane. Now that's what copyists do when they copy the Greek New Testament. They always leave out, they skip rather than add. That's the way, that's why the Westcott and Hort text of B, Vatican, and Aleph, Sinai manuscripts are the erroneous ones. They are the shortened ones. The eye of the scribe many times skipping, somebody just like my eye did as a scribe. Trying to do a good job, neat job, and trying to do an exact job. But I skipped on because I saw the same figures. U dinasta elthane, and I went right to 37, skipping the two intervening verses. And many times, scribes do this. These are called scribal errors. And Burgon has mentioned the scribal errors many times in what he called the causes of corruption of the traditional text of the Holy Gospels. That's his work on the causes of corruption. And this is one of them, the scribal error and the tendency to skip over. But not to add more to, not to, you know, write in a lot. It's easier to leave out than it is to add on, unless you're really trying to corrupt the text by adding some other things. Not excusing my error, I'm just trying to explain it, and that's probably a good illustration of how others have made errors in copying things. All right, verse 37.
Tes, tes. Esteke ho Jesus kai ekradze legon eantes dipsa.
All right.
But in the last great, in the last
day,
great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone should thirst, let him come to me and let him drink."
All right. Let him come to me and let him drink. That's a wonderful verse. Speaking of the thirsty ones, stand from hesteke as the pluperfect of histemi. The epsilon iota ending gives that away. The pluperfect has an a ending in that way. Ekrad, then, of course, first aorist, kradzo, like on his present, dipsa, subjunctive, present subjunctive, dipsao, anyone who might be continuously thirsting over and over and needs a whole lot of water to quench that thirst or liquid. Erhesto, present, middle imperative from Erchomai, let him come to me and keep coming to me. And Pineto is the present aorist, the present active imperative of Pino, let him continue to drink of me. See, it's a continuous action presence of those imperatives. Any questions further on that one there, 37? All right. On with the aorist there, third class condition, I believe is the name of that condition. Let's see, let's check our conditional clauses here just for fun. Not that we're going to spend a lot of time on these details. 286, that would be in more extensive exegesis, but let's just, conditional clause based 286. Supposition for the viewpoint of reality is a first class, probability second class. Page 289, I should say, simple condition A, under in fact, is all right, to be third class condition, more probable future condition on with any form of the verb in the apostasis. That means the subjunctive use of the process, uncertainty is implied, but it's more probable. It's probably going to happen if anyone might possibly be thirsty, and it's probable that they will be thirsty. See, then let him come unto me, and then let him drink of me. So this is your third class. Now the fourth is the less probable future condition. It's possible, but not so probable. This is the possibility of condition, and that's the A with the optative and so on, the fourth class. If just a slight slim chance that this is going to happen, that somebody might thirst, if that was the third or fourth class condition, but if it's third class, it's very probable in the future they're going to thirst. And then if so, let them come unto me and let them bring. All right, let's see, that's 37. Let's go to 38 if there are no other questions on that.
John 7:38. Hopisteron eis eme, kathos epen ke grafe. Potamoi ectes koelias autu resusen furatos zontos.
All right.
The one believing in me, the scriptures said.
As the scripture said.
That thus.
Thus or just as the scripture, see, just as or as the scripture says.
Okay, I see.
Or just according to as the scripture says. Okay, potamoi, river, like a hippopotamus, a river horse. Potamos, potamoi, rivers.
Rivers out of
his belly or his innermost being.
His belly. Mm-hmm. His belly.
What else is in?
What is that?
They shall flow, shall run. Ureo, to flow. That's diarrhea, is the flowing through of our system, you see. And this is a reo of that same word. The same is true of rema. It's the flowing word from the mouth that speaks. It's the spoken word, you see, reo. So it's the shall flow, shall flood, just like a river flows and floods.
So,
I got you started wrong, you can finish up all right. Of hudatos zontos.
Some life.
Of water, living water. It's potamai of living water, rivers of living water, out of the innermost being of the belly of his shall flow. So you can mix it up any way you want, but that's how the Greek strings it out, isn't it? As the scripture said, just as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's how we say it, rivers of living water, wasn't it? Any questions further on that one? The
Is it possible that the rivers of living water are from him rather than from the one who is believing, or does the structure...
All right, let me just see that, Ruth. From the Lord, you mean?
Yes.
See, out of his... In other words, the out to, out from him, rather than taste clearly as...
said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm.
Is it necessary from the construction of the Greek that it means the Christian has this flowing, or does it mean that Christ will have this flowing?
I see. Are you questioning the Greek word out to in that verse, Ruth? Out to of his, from him, you mean? Or are you just saying, what is the source of this overall picture? That's what you're saying. That was just
I know that it's supposed to mean that the Christian has this flowing water, the one believing has this mm-hmm. flowing water. Is it possible that this rivers of flowing waters is talking about proceeding from Jesus?
I would think so, yes. That's to the source, yes. Because we wouldn't have any rivers of living water if they weren't from the Lord, see? And as you see later, I think he speaks of the Holy Spirit that should be given. And this river of living water is from the Holy Spirit. And, of course, the Holy Spirit was sent by the Father and the Son, wasn't it? Filioque clause. Filioque and the Son. That's the Filioque clause that the Roman Catholic councils, I guess it wasn't called Roman Catholic, because they had so much to say about the Son also sent the Holy Spirit. So I think that's, in essence, what you have. And it's not ours. We don't manufacture this. It's just like, remember the Lord in John 4. He says, I will give you rivers of living water. Remember that same phrase almost, isn't it? What does he say? Well, whence hast thou this living water? If you had asked of me, I would have given you living water. See, remember? And whence
so
do I have this
thing? That it will flow from her. This person.
No.
Seems to say that it's flowing from the Christian, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, because it will. See, he is with you, the Holy Spirit, and he shall be in you, see. And the water is the Holy Spirit of God in other forms in the New Testament. So I think that's the real source of it. In other words, now, Christ is not going to just give us something from outside, like the living water that he gave the woman at the well, that she left her water pot and dropped it and went to see the men and tell them all that she'd heard about. But now he's going to put that spring of water inside of us in the Holy Spirit, first in the Holy Spirit, and then from that inner source is the bubbling springs of living water that'll never stop flowing. See? That's the source of it. But it is real, really true that it is within us, but it is not true that it is sourced in us. But it's the source is the Lord. And just he uses us with these vessels of clay. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, isn't it? That the power may be of God and not of us. All right, any other questions on that? Was that 37? 38? What verse was it? 38, okay. Anything on 38 then, further? All right, Rav Susin, I guess, shall flow as the future, of course. Well, that, we covered that, I guess. And Zontos, present, active, present, Zao, and so on. All right, let's go to the next one then, please.
John 7:39. Tuto de epe peri tu pneumatos pu emelon lambanen hoi pisteontes esauton. Upo gar ein pneuma hagion hoti hoiesus u depo edoxaste.
All right.
Said concerning the Spirit, which
or who?
Was about to receive.
Lambanin, right?
The believers,
whom they were, I guess, those believing him were about,
about to receive.
Mm-hmm.
For the Holy Spirit was not yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
All right. It was not yet, and it's understood that it was not yet arrived, it was not yet here, it was not yet present, it was not yet given, so Jesus had not been glorified, it was not yet glorified. All right. Any questions on 39 there? Emelon Lambanen was about to receive, present tense, Emelon imperfect of mellow, Pisteo Santes, aorist participle of Pisteo, Ain, imperfect of Ami, and Doksaste, first aorist passive of Doksadzo. All right, any questions on 39? All right, 40, please, then, Bill.
John 7:40.
That gives us, of course, what we said before, Ruth, in verse 38, about the Holy Spirit being the source of this, the living water.
Poloi un ek tu paklu akusantes ton logon elegon hutos esten alethos ha prophetes, John.
All right.
Many out of the crowd.
Acusantes, makul,
shall
having heard
the word were saying. Let's see.
That's right.
Okay.
We're saying.
This is truly.
Mm-hmm.
The prophet.
This is truly the prophet. Any questions further on that one? All right, the Houston test course there is participle on that one. And all right, go to 41?
7:41. Alloy de elegon, megar ectes Galileas ho Christos erketai, John 7:42.
Whoops. Did we miss the whole phrase there too? Ruth?
I
missed the whole phrase, didn't I? Alloy elegon hutos estin ho Christos. We didn't even do that, did we? Mm-hmm. And there again, the copyist eye. My, Mr. Arson, I must have been asleep on this one. As I went through that. Alloy. That brightly my eye skipped from alloy to alloy again, isn't it? Mm-hmm. There? That's another proof of the eye of the copyist goes from one Greek word to another and just skips it and thinks he's got everything. Mm-hmm. And he didn't check it. I didn't check it over, apparently. I'm checking it over now. All right, so. Apparently, I don't know which verse it goes. Well, go ahead and pick that one up, Ruth.
Others were saying, this is the Christ, or some were saying,
mm-hmm.
this is the Christ. Others or some were saying, for...
May? Here's your question with the May.
It's not true that from the Christ is coming from Galilee, is it?
Mm-hmm, that's good. Let me see.
To he, he grafe, apen, hoti ek tu spermatos davi kai apo Bethlehem tes comes hapu ein David.
All right. No.
Ho Christos erketai.
That's 42. I sped ahead. I should have waited on this other. Any questions on 41? You got the alloy. Some say we're saying this, others were saying this. And I guess any questions on that one? All right, Bill, would you go ahead then if you've got 42? Mm. Now here's Uhi again with a question.
For is it not true?
Are you assuming yes or no for the we? Uhi. French, yes. It's certainly true, isn't it?
Yeah, for it is true. I'm trying to think how to word it up.
It's certainly true, is it not?
Certainly true. Isn't it? But out of
that the scripture
Galilee,
said. Oh, I see. Oh, you're over there. Well, Ruth already got that one. I'm thinking on the Uchi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
See, because you're right on the Megar. It's certainly not true, is it? That out of Galilee. Certainly. That's false, is it not? That's the way you translate that, isn't it?
Okay,
Ruth?
I'm
that type of thing.
I pick up
the middle
there. Okay.
Uchi, though, that's another one.
Right.
It isn't true, is it, that out of Galilee? And it certainly is true, though, isn't it? That
right. Said that out of
spermatus, the seed.
The seed.
Of David.
David. And from
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. Of.
Out of the place. Or
place where David was.
Mm-hmm.
The Christ is coming.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly true. It's out of David's place. But not out of Galilee, see. That's the point. He was born, though, in Bethlehem, wasn't he? He lived in Galilee, but he was born 75 miles to the south in Bethlehem of Judea when they were being taxed. Any questions further on that one? Verse 42. All right, 43 then, Ruth. See if we can't skip any, see if we hopefully don't skip any more of these things. I guess I should mark this in pencil, otherwise I'm going to forget to go back and correct that. Let's see, where did I skip from?
35 to 37.
Let's see. 35 and 36. All right, so that's the Udanasa Elthane, skipping down to Udanasa Elthane. Okay, I got that one. I marked that. And then the other was Alloy Alloy over 41, wasn't it? Alloy Alloy. I've got that. Okay, I'm going to have to correct that. All right, go ahead.
John 7:43. Schisma un ento oklo agenato diauton. John.
Okay.
Then a division came or was in the crowd.
See, the thing is, Ruth, there's either then or therefore. See, sometimes the un is therefore. See, sort of a reason why. See, I think in this case, it wouldn't be just then in the sense of constitution, but probably therefore, although it can be then also. In the crowd, okay, go ahead. Pardon my interruption.
Well, we lose our continuity because we're going sentence.
That's true. I know it is. It's hard to get the context. You can say that.
There became or there was a division in the crowd because of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Schism. Schism.
Division.
Division. That's good. It's a schism. Division. That's right. In the crowd, there was because of him. He divided. He still divides crowds, doesn't he? Any questions further on 43? All right.
44. 744. Kinesde. Aethelon exauton piassai auton ar udes ep ebalen epauton kaskeras.
Okay.
But some. What is the root?
Aethelon from fellow.
Oh, some wish.
Aethelon, yeah. We're wishing, imperfect. We're wishing, we're wanting. Piazzo here again.
Them.
Yeah, that one. Piazza, of course, that's the thing where we had up there. Verse 30, to seize, to grab hold of.
Seize him, but.
Aorist infinitive.
No one.
Epibalan. Second aorist of Epibala. Through, on him,
through,
or laid upon him. Tas keras.
Hands.
Their hands. See, here it's plural, isn't it? Instead of ten kere, and here's tas keras, their hands. The hands, but the in the sense of a pronoun there, personal pronoun, their hands. Article uses a personal pronoun. Any questions on that? Epebon, heirs. All right, 45?
John 7:45. Elphon un hoi hukaretai prostus archiares kai pharisaius. Kai epon autois ekinoi diati huk e gagate auton. The answer.
Okay.
Then the servants, are they servants?
Mm-hmm. Servants or officers? Mm-hmm.
Came to the high priest and Pharisees and said to them, why did you not bring him? What is ekinoi? What does that mean?
They said to them, see, they, that is the officers, ekinoi.
Why did you need that when you got apon?
Well, to be sure it's not,
I
said, because apon can mean either I or they.
And they said,
yeah, the latter said, see, to them.
Why did you not bring him?
Why have you not brought him? That's right. The 45, the aorist, why did you not bring him, see, all right? Ago, aorist, all right, let's get the next final verse and see what the answer is.
From 46. Apekritesan hoi huperetai, hu depoteth hutos elalithen anthropos, hos hutos ho anthropos.
Okay.
The officers answered.
Udapata, never anyone, hutos, thus.
Anyone spake.
Any man, see, that's right, Udapata, never before, thus, did any man, anthropos,
speak. As this man.
As this man, mm-hmm. As this the man, that's right. He had a speech that was unique, did he not? Separate and complete. Any questions further on 46? All right. No man spake like this man. Speech of the Savior. All right, let's go ahead with our usual 10-minute hurry through of Dana and Maddie. Sorry about that, but that's just the way our time runs sometimes. We emphasize that more than the other, but that's all right. You can always read this later. Page 146, the special uses of the article tonight in the 10 minutes that remain. Some phenomena are what they call special uses that are not usual uses. About page 147, with nouns connected by chi, here's the Granville Sharp ruler rule, which is a very important one. In fact, a friend of mine from Cedarville College right now, he's just got his doctorate degree from Grace Seminary, had written an entire thesis on the Granville Sharp rule, or a paper, a graduate paper, and we published it, called The Deity of Christ According to the Greek Text. And it's his name is Dick Durham, Dr. Richard Durham. He's a missionary for 20 years in the Philippine Islands. And he went to Wheaton and studied under, and went to Moody Bible Institute before that, studied under Kenneth Wiest, and really a very sharp student. But the essence of it is when the copula chi, the and, connects two nouns of the same case in one article, precedes the first, then, and it's not repeated in the second noun, they always relate to the same person. They describe the same person is described. A further description is given, either in the noun or a participle. And first is in 2 Peter 2:20, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Kuriu Kai Soteros. There were two Kuriu Kai, two Soteros. That would not be the same person necessarily, but here it's the same person. He's the Lord and he's the Savior. That's the Granville Sharp rule. One article connecting two nouns or participles. One and the same person is depicted. Same as in 2 Peter 1:1. It means that Jesus is our God and our Savior. Very important, the deity of Christ. Titus 2:13, the coming of the great God and our Savior. Two megalu theou kai soteros is one article, yet two nouns in the same case. See? So that's, Jesus is the great God and Savior. Here's again the deity of Christ. So that's an important rule. Any questions on the Granville Sharp? One article connected by chi, same case. All right, as a pronoun, this is special use. We've seen this, a master pronoun. Hoi to Christu, those who belong to Christ, Galatians 5:24. An alternative pronoun, hoi men, hoi des, some began mocking, others did this, the ones, the others. That's a special use of the article as a pronoun. Top of page 148, as a possessive pronoun, here again, they extended tain hera, hipsata autu, stretching forth his hand, he touched him, see. Matthew 8:3, we had the stretching forth of the hand again tonight, didn't we? And those hands, these their hands, tas keras, plural. And so here it is in a possessive. This is very much used in the papyri, he says. It's classical Greek usage, typical classical Greek. Thucydides is listed here as illustrated. And then the repetition of the article with some word or phrase which modifies the noun or is a device for emphasis, or like a mild relative pronoun, ha logos ha tu stauru, the word that is the one which is of the cross, the word which is of the cross, the second article, sort of like a relative pronoun when you repeat it one after another. Attic Greek is used that quite a bit in the small print. Any questions on that one as far as the pronouns? Then with the subject in the copulative sentence, the article designates the subject from the predicate. For instance, in Xenophon's Anabasis, and the place was a market. We could have had the market was a place, but the to chorion goes with the place, and therefore it's the subject of the sentence, not the opposite. See, a lot of ones you can have changes. Like, for instance, John 1:1, kai theos ein hologos. The subject is hologos. The word was God. See? The word was God. Even though it could be God was the word, it's the word was God because the article is here giving the subject in a copulative sense where either could be the subject equally, right? Both are nouns. They could be either one the subject connected by ein, the verb to be. So God is my witness, the same as page 149 at the top, a convertible in a convertible proposition where the subject predicate are regarded as interchangeable, both have the article. See? If the subject is a proper name, it may be anarthrous without the article, while the predicate has the article, and some illustrations of that. So this is an indication of what the subject is when you're in doubt. It's the one that has the article. Any questions further on that one? All right, now the absence of the article. Sometimes the article is not used and stresses the qualitative aspect of the noun, quality. There are two points of view, identity and quality. With the article, it's usually identity. This one, the man, the book, the place. But quality, when you leave the article out, the absence of the article, quality, the quality of that particular noun is dwelled upon and stressed by the word of the Lord, en logo, 1 Thessalonians 4:15. That is the word of that character which comes from one who is a Lord. Robertson says, don't say the omission of the article, say the absence of the article. It's better, top of page 150, lots of small print. NRK, middle of the page, in John 1:1 in the beginning, you see, it's the quality. NRK, not NTRK, in the beginning, but in such a thing as the beginning, the quality of the beginning, the very recesses of eternity characterize Christ's preexistence. And so without the article, it's the qualitative force is brought to the fore. That's basically what all that fine print on page 150 and 151 at the top have to say. Any questions on that? We should never judge the Greek by the English or the English by the Greek. We've got to have the genius of the Greek language. And as William Webster says at the top of 151, the bottom of that small print, the reason then for the insertion or omission of the article will not be evident unless we can look at the matter from the same point of view as that in which the writer regarded it. So look at it from the Greek eyes, not from English eyes. Any question further on that? Then the position of the article, page 151, it can be either attributive position or the predicate position. Attributive, the article precedes the adjective, then it's attributive in position. Hoton to akatharton, the unclean pneuma spirit. That's the attributive position with the article, AA. See, attributive article. That's how we remember that, you remember? Although sometimes it's not true, but usually it is with the article, the attributive relation. But he says we've got to distinguish in that fine print between the attributive relation and the attributive position. There's a difference. Attributive relation must be discovered in the context. Attributive position, you could tell it with the one that has the article. All right, when the article does not precede the adjective, it's called the predicate position. U kalon ta kalkema humon. Your glorying is not good. Kalon, of course, is good, and there's no article, so that's in the predicate position. And so that would be, is not good. It's just ami is stuck in there as a copula. Your glorying, u kalon, just says not good. You put in the is, but you know that the good is the end of the phrase, it's the predicate position rather than the other. Any questions on that one? Top of 152 of Dana and Manny, fine print for quality without the article. Anarthrous, of course, is the word you say for an or without article. And now here you have he hamartia in that 152 at the top, estin he anomia. Makes sin identical with all this. You got the both article in both places. See? The sin is the lawlessness, or the lawlessness is sin. See, it's exactly convertible, and they're equal. You can change them anyway because both have the article. Care should be taken to distinguish again the second paragraph in that fine print, the attributive and predicate relation versus the attributed predicate position. Relation and position, those are the two nouns. Any questions on that one further? I'll look at the third use there, page 152. When an article is repeated with an adjective which follows the noun, it distributes the emphasis equally between the adjective and the noun and causes the adjective to function as an appositive. Ego emi ha poimen ha kalos. I am the shepherd, the good one. I am the good shepherd. In that position, for instance, he was a man, a plumber. See, that's an apposition. In other words, the same identical thing, but in a different description, see.
Abraham, our father.
Abraham, yes, Abraham, our father. That's a good one, Bill. That sort of thing. He was Mr. Jones, the plumber. See, it's an apposition for the description of the first nun. So I am the good one. I am the shepherd. I am the good shepherd and the good one, the shepherd and the good shepherd. See, so it more or less gives an apposition and a positive set alongside, further describing what is mentioned there. I am the shepherd, or more particularly defined, the good one, as it says in the fine print. So those are the three of those rules. So the fine print we will skip because of time, but he quotes Gildersleeve and he quotes Robertson and some of the other grammarians on that. The fourth and final, and then I guess there's a fifth one, the penultimate, the almost final, when the participle has the article, it is attached to the noun as a qualifying phrase, as sort of an attribute. Without the article, the participle functions as a predicate. So it's similar to the attributive position with the article, predicate position without the article, and we're talking about a participle. For instance, ha anthropos ha elthon eis tein polin means the man who came into the city. Ha anthropos ha elthon, the man, the one coming into the city, the one having come into the city, see? So that's what that is. The man who came into the city. The one having come in, therefore he's the man who came into the city. But the other one, ha anthropos elthon eis tein polin, means the man having come into the city. Not the man who comes into, who came into the city, but the man having come into the city did this or did that. See? The difference is one has the article and the one does not. The man who came into the city, the man, the one having come into the city, therefore the man who came. It's a regular relative clause with who in it if you have the article. If you don't have the article, it's the man having come into the city sat down. See, there's something else to follow. That's the idea of that second one. All right, we speak of wisdom of God, which is hidden in 1 Corinthians 2:7. All right, the fifth and final use of the irregular use, special use of the article is demonstrative pronouns regularly placed in the predicate position. Houtos anthropos, this is the man, this man began to build. Houtos anthropos, the predicate position, that is without the article. This man began to build. Any questions further on that? Take the verb next time. That's going to be an interesting beginning. We'll have a lot of interesting things in the verbs. And we'll take... The next time we don't meet on Thursday. Is that right, Bill? You have a conflict on the 16th. So it's this coming Monday coming up. Right? Early, it'll be 6:30 at Monday. That's the 13th of December. All right. Any other questions you may have? We got through just about on time today, even though we were 5 minutes late in starting. 9:42. Would one of you please close in a word of prayer as the Lord would lead you?
Father, we thank you for our salvation that you provided, Lord, by paying the atoning price of our sin. We thank you for the life that you give us and for the joy of being a Christian, Lord, and for the joy of sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with those around us. And help us to be obedient and faithful in this regard. And Father, I pray that you would give us a clear understanding of the Greek language as we try, Lord, to understand what you would have for us and help us to be disciplined and spend time with the language and in your word, Lord, that we might benefit from it, Lord. And now I just pray that you'd dismiss us with your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Keep up your good work, all of you. We'll see you on Monday then, 6:30 instead of 8:00.